living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, will a ketogenic diet treat epilepsy? My guest today is Julia Shopik, and she's the author of Honest Medicine, and I'm pretty sure she believes so, and I got to agree with her on this one. I do too. Julia, let's first start off by asking, or let me ask you and have you answer this for the listeners. What exactly is a ketogenic diet?
The ketogenic diet, Dr. Mike, is a diet that is very high in fat, low in protein and carbohydrates, and for some reason mimics fasting, and when so doing, can stop seizures, and has been used. It can do it for adults also, but it's been used since the 1920s at places like Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, for treating children with epilepsy. So that is basically what it does, and it's very scientific in that it has to be calibrated to each child. So it must be done at first, you know, what each child eats. They just can't go on the internet and say, oh, you know, parents say, oh, this and this and this. No, no, no. It has to be calibrated to each child. Weight, food choices.
So it's a very individualized type of dietary approach. If you had a lot of the listeners will probably simply want to know, because we like to classify diets as either high carb, low carb, high protein, low fat, you know, how would you classify it that way?
I would classify it as high fat. But, you know, this kind of thing, a lot of doctors, conventional doctors, say, oh, you don't want to try this because it could lead to high cholesterol and high, you know, et cetera. And it, for some reason, it doesn't. And usually the wonderful thing about it, you know how with medications, anti-seizure medications, the people have to be on them often for life and often right. On combinations? With the ketogenic diet, when it works, and it works in a good percentage of time, of the time, 67% from all in general from all of these studies, when it works, usually the child only has to be on it for 2 years. So put on your hand, like weighing on scales, on one side, 2 years of a high-fat diet, on one side, an entire lifetime of 1, 2, 3, and 4 anti-seizure
right.
medications.
Well, Julia, the truth is, too, you know, in medicine, you know, as a medical doctor, my primary job is to balance benefit and risk for people. And
yeah.
If you have a diet that, even if it did raise cholesterol, let's play devil's advocate just for a moment. Let's say it did raise cholesterol just a little bit. The benefit to treating the epilepsy and keeping them off those drugs forever is far greater than that slight risk that I, you know, to cholesterol that I can change through exercise and better dietary habits once they come off the diet, correct?
100% correct. And this is why, you know, the story of the ketogenic diet is so fascinating. I don't know if we have time to tell how it came about, but you know, it's getting more thanks to a Hollywood producer, director, writer, Jim Abrams. Thank God. It's
yeah.
becoming better and better known, and more and more.
Well, how does it really? We don't have time for the story, but let's dive into how it works. What's the theory on this high fat diet? What is it doing for the kids? How is it preventing epilepsy or treating?
The theory is, you know, way way back in the time of the New Testament, it was written about that fasting could stop epilepsy. There's a whole story of Jesus, you know, he cured a child with epilepsy. How did you do it? With prayer and fasting.
Fasting,
were the words.
Right, yep.
So somehow getting a child into, and you would be able to explain this better than I, Dr. Mike, but getting a child into the state that is called ketosis through this high-fat, low-carb, low-protein diet literally mimics fasting without the, you know, you can't fast forever. Without creating that kind of hunger. And children feel great on it. And it really, really is very effective.
We do know, I can tell you this, Julia, we know that the ketones that are produced on this type of diet, which is really the main objective, is that they do cross the central nervous system very readily and can be used by brain cells for energy. And as a matter of fact, brain cells can burn ketones extremely efficiently. And so maybe there's something there. Maybe it's repairing certain brain cell connections, which is important here. It's controlling excitatory neurotransmitter release. So no one really knows for sure how it's going, but it's probably related to energy production from these ketones in the brain cells of these developing kids.
Exactly. The children are getting their energy from the fat. And what you just described, I wanted to say, parents describe their kids being much more relaxed and in much better, you know, aside from the fact that they're not having seizures, you know, some of these kids were having
that's
up
a big
to 100
thing, right?
seizures a day.
Right, and that's a big thing right there. Is it easy to follow for kids? Is it easy to follow? You know, I mean, for 3 years, that's tough for a kid to do anything for 3 years.
You know what? The kids, the parents, because they're so dedicated to it, yeah, there are wonderful things. There's a website called charliefoundation.org with Charlie spelled I-E, C-H-A-R-L-I-E. Wonderful recipes, wonderful, you know, these parents, thanks to the publicity about the ketogenic diet through Jim Abrams, the man I mentioned, there are just wonderful parents, you know, get together and talk about how to make this fun for their kids, either even ketogenic diet recipes. You know, for cake.
Give that website one more time, Julia. One more time, give that website.
Charlie foundation.org.
And there's recipes. Can communicate with other families.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a nice place for them to go and establish some friendships and stuff.
And exactly. And two of the people who wrote chapters, who contributed chapters, one is Jim Abrams, charliefoundation.org. The other is Emma Williams. And she developed a similar British site, matthewsfriends.org, for helping parents to, you know, empower them with recipes, with courage, you know, how to talk to your doctor, how to get, you know, to get this diet and not have your kid on drugs. It's a wonderful thing.
So after they stop the ketogenic diet, you said maybe for 2 or 3 years, is there any other type of diet they have to follow afterwards? Maybe that's not so restrictive, or do they just kind of go back to their previous dietary habits?
You know, the sad thing is, in some cases, they can go back to
their
good and the bad news. They can go back to their regular diets, because, as you know, as we all know, sometimes the regular diets are not so healthy. You know,
no, they're not. Not in this day and age. Are there any other, besides the ketogenic diet, are there any other theories out there as far as diets go for treating epilepsy and seizure disorders?
You know, this is the main one that I know of. Of course, there are supplements that are used, you know, and by the way, I did want to say that people will say, oh, my God, you know, so much fat, da-da-da. There are, when children are put on the diet, they're put on several supplements because one of the side effects could be constipation. So they're put on supplements for that. They're put on all sorts of things. And there are supplements for seizures, and I'm sure a lot of doctors will put children on those as well. But this diet is the main thing that I know of and that most parents are so excited about.
I do know. I'm going to talk just a brief moment about some of the nutrients. There's some evidence that melatonin, believe it or not, can work well with the ketogenic diet. Now, of course, not high doses, maybe about a half of a milligram for a child at night seems to help out as well. The benefit now comes a little bit better. And then resveratrol, what my dad calls the red wine supplement, right? Well, we know it comes from the skin of red grapes.
Very promising, very interesting.
Right, so you could the combination there, and there's also the herb barcoba, which is kind of gaining some research momentum for helping epilepsy and some seizure disorders. So that's really amazing. The ketogenic diet, they can read about this in Honest Medicine. That is Julia Shopik's book, and you can get that at Amazon.com. Julia, thank you so much for coming on Healthy Talk. I really appreciate it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.